Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio.
The top of my head, no.
Well, there's something that we like to do. It's called bumping. that's his one of his signature tracks. Let me ask you this, because I thought it was almost downright pathetic that we spent, after Trump's first speech, which was well delivered, which did have some salient points in it, which was...
Well, he just kept it off. He just read the teleprompter. He didn't go go off the reservation.
That's not easy to do. Giving speeches is not easy to do, first off. But then secondly, the teleprompter actually is kind of... Because that's not your normal way of giving speeches. You know what I'm saying? But for him, it's like you're dealing with your emotional child in the classroom, Professor GRX. But this time, little Donald really did a very good job maintaining and keeping it together. But the time that we're going to spend talking about him keeping it together, as opposed to the substantive nature, is pathetic. The media hasn't learned crap.
Well, I don't think... Well, the media is handcuffed really right now, man, especially with him and his fake news and what's real and what's not real. Everybody's going to question the media as far as what they do and what they put out there. they're under way more scrutiny than they've ever been in any of the other past presidencies. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we used to take the news for what it was worth, as it being truthful and real. Now we don't know what's truthful and real because of our president.
But you know what? This whole media thing is going to make them have to do their job now. So spending undue coverage to bullshit issues like the color of his tie or the color of his wife's dress or this non-substantive shit, now you really do have to focus on, if we want to even look halfway good based on all the lies being told about us or the partial truths being told about us, we really do need to investigate everything coming out of this president. So it's a total reversal from what you saw with the acquiescence of the media and the clampdown that the Obama administration put on him. He didn't have a rosy relationship with the media. Neither did George Bush, too. But Obama's was actually worse than George Bush, too. And then with his attacks on whistleblowers and all of this stuff, and you got Navy SEALs running their mouth, and you got people in the NSA deciding, well, fuck it then. We under our own rules. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, we've gone back to the Wild Wild West, and that's for sure, because, I mean, it's just unruly right now. Like, again, I said, we don't know what the truth is. Even if we were, if it was put in front of your face, you wouldn't know, because somebody could easily say, well, no, that wasn't the truth. This is the truth. We don't have no one way of dictating what is factual. And even when you have facts, those don't necessarily be the real facts unless they tell it. You know what I'm saying? So
you got to be smarter than that. You can look at it in the context of this Jeff Sessions thing. Okay? Everybody felt as if he was lying on the stand when he talked about civil rights and this, that, and the other. Okay? And they shut down Elizabeth Warren. The reality is he was lying about all of it. So the media has no choice but to distance themselves from that happy place. I'm glad Donald Trump isn't going to the correspondents' dinner. I'm tired of that bullshit, that old limelight shit. You need to get focused. You can't be in bed with the enemy. You can't be in bed. You can't be in bed with the person you're investigating. It don't work that way in law enforcement. Generally.
The only time you can be in bed with them is when you're running a sting operation, and ain't nobody running a sting operation right now.
That brings me back to the Freeway Rick story, 100 Keys, at that episode when the homie realized that the broad that was he'd been sleeping with, his girl for many, many moons, is an FBI agent Charlene. He looked like fool.
Exactly.
Agent Charlene. He and that fool said, this bitch been sucking my dick every night. So you will get to that sting place. But again, you got dirty pool coming here on both sides of this. Republicans can't act like crimes ain't being committed. And then Democrats can't act like, well, we're just not going to deal with the Trumps. No. You better engage. Remember I told you this?
I've been saying the same thing to those people that are saying they didn't want to watch the president's speech and things like that and that. I was like, no, you better watch it so you can see what is being said and how it's being said. And then you can dictate whether or not it's truthful or not. But you're going to have to watch. Saying that you're not going to watch and then having it come secondhand after secondhand, that's going to get you caught up for sure.
Well, again, that feeds into fake news, that feeds into a lackadaisical mindset, that feeds into political apathy, that feeds into the notion that whatever goes on in Washington don't affect the streets here in Los Angeles. That is BS.
Well, they affect them.
Well,
it's just like in his speech, he was talking about basically stormtroopers again. We had that during the Reagan era where they had the special police. Okay, so now you're going back to that.
All up in your hood.
All up in your hood. So
okay.
when you see that guy up on the telephone line trying to work on the telephone line, he ain't working on the telephone lines no more.
Let me say this. I looked at something today. I saw something. Then I read something on a garbage can. Then I something felt odd. Why are all these new cans here? Then I was like, okay, they got cameras. Then I read it. I'm like, oh, the city is cracking down on the cart pushers, the people who dig in the can. Okay, that's fine. Are y'all going to give them jobs? That's fine. But a considerable amount of Hispanics with no documentation do that work. You see what I'm saying? So I saw a brother digging in and out in his own neighborhood. Not aggressive, just taking care of whatever he saw. Not pushing carts. That ain't what I do. In fact, many cases for me, people sit at the side and they expect me to get it. They'd be waiting on me to get it. And then I'm on a different psychology too. I don't have to do it that hustler way because I set it up for business, right?
Right.
But I just noticed that they are slowly but surely creating scenarios to entrap low-income people or people with certain mindsets of survival, as well as the top-down. For instance, you have the young DACA girl yesterday coming out speaking about her parents was deported and whoop, 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 and she needs to stand and fight. They deported her ass this morning or arrested her. Where is the common sense? Do people need to be out there, if you're here undocumented, getting all out in front of the camera?
No, you shouldn't get out in front of the camera.
Not right now.
I think if you're going to do some kind of protesting, that's the nature of everything. Everybody got to protest everything. I think you got to be smarter in your protest approach. You just can't go out and start up a group of people and say, we're going to protest whatever right here. No, you got to be smarter than that. I mean, even if you go back to the 60s when they first started the marching, they were smarter than that. They just didn't march everywhere. They were selective on where they marched. So you got to think this shit through 100% of the time and not part of the time. You can't just go on emotion.
But we're in an age of social media, and these people really don't understand the impact of it and the investigative ability. So you out there posting, you on this activist trip, you on that. Which is fine. You need to stand up for your rights. If you were brought here from your parents and you was an infant and you didn't have no say in it, even as a young person, a young teen, or you know, that's not your fault. However, you should not play into the hands of the devils in your own community, okay? Because I also had this conversation this week with a Hispanic brother. I was at the recycler. I said, "Bro, are you making any money?" At the major recycler, metals and that kind of stuff, cardboard and pulp, where I use my truck. I said, "Are you making any money?" He goes, "A little, this, that, and the other." He's like, "Well, the thing is," he said, "the thing is, if you look down, I got an ankle bracelet on because I got arrested." I said, "Are you here undocumented?" He's like, "Nah, man, that ain't my issue." He's like, "No, I'm American, but I got arrested because I was going into Beverly Hills digging in the trash cans on the street looking for bottles and cans, scavenger hunting." He said, "The first time it was cool, they just gave me a citation. But the second time, I ended up having to go to jail and to the county." So he's like, I said, "You know what? That's a damn shame, because this is where it is. You have heartless people who don't have enough concern for the next person to sit the shit out or give it to them, okay? You have a situation where your own folk will exploit your labor as an Hispanic if you're undocumented." And I said, "Well, look, dude, what do you think about all of this rhetoric that's coming out of the White House with the cracking down on immigration?" He goes, "This is what this American Latino, he's American. He's not Mexican American, he's American. Okay? We're not Afro-American. We're American.
We're just American. That's where we were born at.
He was just of Latin or Mexican descent. He said to me, and I wasn't expecting. He goes, "That's actually a good thing." I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay, I see that it could have some good when you start looking at it in terms of look at your ankle. I mean, you out here competing in a realm in which maybe if you could have got a better job, you wouldn't have to have this type of scenario." He goes, "That's what I'm saying." He said, "But look, my wife is undocumented, and I already told her, bye-bye, baby." So then I suggested, I said, "Well, look, bro, you know," I said, "in my neighborhood and in my growing up, I've always seen inter-Latin spouts or fights. So whether it's El Salvadorans and Mexicans or Mexicans and Guatemalans I can't think of them, but the ones down there by the further down, the darker skinned ones, by the channel.
The Colombian?
No. But they've always had, I've had Colombians that work for me. And I used to give parties. But they are not of the same, they're of the same nature. They're not stealing other Latino nations. And so I said, well, what you're going to get after all this is said and done, you're going to get people trying to turn in their neighbor because they didn't like the fact that they got the Guatemala sticker or they got the Mexican flag up in front of their house. This, that, and the other. I said, you're going to have people becoming cannibals and turning on each other. And that ain't good for nobody. I said, furthermore, when I look at what the effect has been, I said, bruh, I make my money mostly on cardboard. It's so much trash all over the place right now because they're scared to go come out and pick it up. In fact, I fear that some ICE officer, if they haven't figured it out already, is probably going to park right up next or inside or create a sting operation right inside and check IDs of everybody coming out of the recycling. And then I'm like, wow, that's not, while you say it may be good, it's
well, you know, at the end of the day, we know that the stormtroopers are out there, and we need to be leery of everything that we do or say. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the system isn't designed for us to succeed. So whether they're running this thing to get the illegal immigrants out of here and some legal immigrants out of here, it is what it is. We just need to be leery of what we're getting ourselves into. And like you said, you're going to start to see more trash out there. You're going to start to see a whole lot of stuff. Because if they're taking people that got tickets 2 or 3 years ago and coming to their house and taking them out of schools and out of restaurants and stuff like that, it's going down.
The chick has a brain tumor or had a tumor. They took out the hospital and handcuffed their feet and legs. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Right. Well, put it like this. This is like we said, like what I told you on one of those shows we did that, you know, Hitler didn't start off being Hitler right away. He had to work up to it. What we're doing is working up to that, where we got stormtroopers are coming. And so we got to deal with that.
Well, I'm going to say this again. And I heard it said today that they didn't think that President Trump would get through his first 3 years. I don't think he'll going to get through the first 3 months without first impeachment, and that's already going down, or some other serious issues affecting him, threats of violence, this, that, and the other. So at the end of the day, the only person that really stands to benefit from the ignorance coming solely from the lies from the president and his major staff and the discombobulation that they're planning is the current Republican establishment and Vice President Pence. Because as soon as Trump is caught up in all these legal entanglements and is not able to govern, he's going to end up like Nixon, where he didn't get impeached. He resigned before it happened.
Right.
You know, they were going to impeach him, but he resigned before it happened. Unlike President Clinton, who they voted not to impeach. That trial was just to vote to impeach or not to impeach. That was not an impeachment trial.
Exactly. And a lot of people get that confused.
Well, you know me, I'm a history buff, and as I go through all of this, sometimes I figure that, you know, this president and his administration is so caught in Neverland and nostalgia that it almost seems, our GRX, as if they're taking us back to... Wait for it. Got my good friend GRX on the line. It's funny because I hit the wrong button and Martin Luther King just wanted to get all on the show. I'm like, chill out, Martin. Chill out, bro. Don't you go have a drink with Frederick Douglass. Y'all be on the show next week.
And we're going to talk about the effects of Frederick Douglass, huh?
Yeah, really though. You're thinking about your thesis, bro? That's some acting.
Well, you know, check this out. I went backwards a little bit on that. Not just on the effects of black folks, what the effects was, but the effects on the system itself, and what it created out of that system of him being the way that he was and how he handled it. It created a whole different system after that point, and for them to respond differently. So, yeah, there's a lot of more work to that, but, yeah, we had to go back to the system and not so much not the person or the color, but the system and how it broke the system down.
Well,
and so they had to reframe the system to be able to deal with a smart, intelligent, angry Negro.
Well, this is – I don't know how to say this and not be confusing. When you look at the way in which – Donald Trump is going about his division game. Okay, we got our Muslims. We're going to jack them up. He don't like Mexicans for some reason. Maybe other Latin countries, but he don't like Mexicans. I got that, right?
Right.
So we, and then he's got a little issue with Chinese. I'm cool, but I'm not cool. So as he does his divide and conquer, got a little few issues with the Jewish community. I'm only with the rich ones, right?
Right.
Right.
You got
right.
Greenbacks, I'm cool with you.
I'm cool with the ones that got the banks. I'm not cool with the ones that's shoveling shit and snow, okay, or working in the coal mine. But the thing is, when you look at the effect of all of the policies and the policies to come, you realize that going at it from the left's perspective of how it affects women, how it affects blacks, how it affects the gay community, nah, bro, you're going to have to back up off that and then look at it in terms of an American theme, a theme about democracy, okay?
Right, the system. It's about the system.
And if you got
right.
And if you allow yourself to only be caught up with GRX's little peculiar issues, then all you have is GRX focusing on GRX issues and don't really understand the effect of the connectivity to issues. Something I may be going through that has nothing to do with GRX might just affect him. Right?
I agree 100% on that. Like I said, I had thought about it for a while, and I was like, you know what? Let's get away from the color aspect. We already know what the color did and how it affects each individual or possibly each individual. But let's look at the system, because the system is what got broke. It wasn't just an attack on white folk or attack on black folk. It was the system that got attacked by his reactions and his rebuttals and what he did and didn't do, because they wasn't expecting it. So that was just a wrinkle in the fabric. And so then the system had to regroup. And i.e. out of that, you got the KKK, and you got this Aryan Nation now, you got all these other hate groups and stuff coming out of that from the system itself being broke down.
But these folks were never in the dark in the first place. They're just feeling emboldened to put it on the main course of for your meal, okay?
Right.
As a side to opposed to a little side dish or something, a little sample we hand you out for those that know about this here. This is actually the rewriting of your American logic. But I'm gonna say this because this is part of the issue. When it's only Black Lives Matter, then you create a cognitive dissonance whereby you're so focused on your black issues, you didn't understand that you should have been fighting on a global issue for all justice, okay?
Exactly. So that's why we got to fight. We got to look at the system and what Frederick Douglass did to the system to see if we can correct the system after it got broken. And it's still broke, really, at this point, after all these hundreds of years, it's still broke. So we got to find a fix for the system or re-energize the system so that it runs correctly.
Well, at the end of the day, Americans have a real issue with accountability and factual knowledge. You have history books that show that your slave descendants were just workers, you see?
Yeah, it's more to it than that.
You have history books that suggest that the enslavement and the marginalization of and the tribalization of Native Americans was good for them.
Right, but it really wasn't.
Okay, so again, no matter what your issue is, if you want to fight for the rights of the undocumented, you need to be fighting it in a sense that affects corrupt laws.
Right, the global issue.
But you can't fight it from your standpoint of, I'm here illegally and I should be here. That don't make no
right.
sense.
Don't make no sense. You got to fight it legally.
And it don't make no sense to get so angry about it where you put yourself at risk and get all in front of the TV and start posting this, that, and the other. They're reading everything. They own everything, okay? Because we have a system in place of technology that allows those old 1940, 1950 notions of Big Brother to now actually make it happen.
Exactly.
This has been,
like I said, I still got a little bit more work to do on it, but yeah, we're going to put that together.
Well, I'm pretty sure you'll get it together. It was a heavy thought, and I haven't actually talked about it except for today, and I ain't going to get too much into it until you get ready to develop where it's going, but it already shows me that the active mind or the passive mind, you're already working, and because it's something that's resonating within you, okay, you know, we get to a point where it's now it's your time to shine and it's your time to run for Congress type moment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think everybody's at a point of personal enlightenment. This is Black Noise Radio. The Washington scrutiny begins. Everybody is lying except for GRX and Marty Ma. All right?
That's the truth. That is the truth.
I think that's the truth, too. I do not plan to be on the air tomorrow because I need to go deal with some business for the county and the state of Los Angeles as we have an upcoming election, and I plan to represent my precinct as an inspector. So I'm back on.
Right on, right on.
Okay. In fact, Greg, if you have folks that want to get into this, and it's more important now to get into it when they're telling you that this is fraudulent and that's fraudulent, making it up as they go. It's more important now to not sit on the sideline, to not just be opinionated, to not tune in, but you need to drop in. All right?
Right. Got to be there.
If all goes well, I will be back on the air with both episodes tomorrow. I just lied. That's fake lies.
You mean
fake
Monday?
Lies, fake lies about real news. See, I just gave you a fake lie about real news, and you bit that. And I want you to go stand in the corner, America. Go stand in the corner, okay? And spank yourself and then take a selfie. Bye.
I'm out.